Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Friday, we check in with the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network, and their leader is our great friend Lucy Shake. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. Always feeling good on a Friday.
Super Sunshine Friday makes everybody happy. A lot of traffic in town, a lot of parklets happening, a lot of roads closed, all kinds of action here in Bloomington. And we need some action on the volunteer front. And every Friday, we check in with you to see how we can get involved in our community. We know you have some, 40-odd thousand, perhaps, new volunteer wannabes back. That's got to be good news and exciting.
That is good news, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how students get involved in some of our community needs as the fall months progress.
And I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer or a naysayer, but I hope that a month from now we're still talking about these great student contributions and schools going on, because we've all worn our masks and paid attention and physically distanced and social distance and all the things that go along with that. But enough about me. There are plenty of events happening where we need people to help. The Spencer Pride Community Center renovation. So I better know how to swing a hammer, right?
That's right. And you just said all this stuff's going on here in Bloomington. I'm going to send you to the next county over in Spencer, Indiana, Owen County. They have this wonderful community center that they have invested a lot of sweat equity in. It's on the downtown square. It's called the Community Center. You can't see it in front of you, but Unity is a big part of it. And they're doing some renovations, and it's a big, big place, so they can keep you socially distanced while you are helping to kind of do the demo on a certain section of that center. They're going to have a big work day on the 23rd, so I wanted to make sure we talked about it today, because that is Sunday, I believe. Is that Sunday? 22nd, 23rd. Yes, but they'll be continuing with other projects, and so we encourage you to reach out to Spencer Pride and ask how you can help.
Now, here's another one where it doesn't take, nearly any effort. How many people have old devices laying around that they just don't use anymore, whether it's a laptop or a tablet? Everybody has to upgrade so quickly now. We don't think about getting rid of the old ones, but as we always tell you on this program, don't throw anything away. We'll find somebody who will take it and repurpose it, and it's no different for some senior citizens.
That's right, and I was asking earlier this summer for this very item, but I had another conversation with Nakia Jones, who's at the Endright Center, and they're still looking for these tools and technology tools for their senior population, because so many services are going online. We have the issue of people who need those services not having the ability to get online, whether that's for Wi-Fi or just having the right tool, an iPad or a laptop or a regular computer. So if you have, that duplicate one sitting around, or like you said, just the recently aged out, and you're willing to donate that to the Endright Center for seniors in need, that will be put to use immediately, I guarantee it.
Lucy Shake from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network joins us every Friday to provide volunteer opportunities in our community. And helping hands, more of them are better than less of them. Whose hands can be helped, and how do we get our hands helping?
And I know I've been talking about this one a lot, but I think it's just one of the best things that the community can do right now is raise your hand to help as we head into the unknown again. With this influx of new people in town, with the students' return. And Helping Hands is part of the Civic Champs Foundation, which puts out a great technology for volunteer programming. But Helping Hands is actually connecting volunteers, individuals, to people in need. So all you need to do is go to their website, click on the big, big button that says, I want to help, and they will take a little information from you and connect you to somebody who's clicked on that other button, because they have that technology tool that says, I need help. And it's a great system for, sometimes a need can't be fulfilled by an agency alone. We need a person-to-person connection. And so I'm hoping that we get this word out here and some of our students see this and volunteer to be a helping hand in our community.
And Lucy, if people don't have if they don't have tech stuff at home, if they don't have time perhaps because they're too busy homeschooling their kids or working,
right.
There are always other ways to get involved. And some of that simple is cash or dropping off a gift card or tell us how those who might not have the time or resources can and pass on some of those resources.
Right, and this is just, like you said, the tip of the iceberg. There are so many ways to help, whether it's hands-on, in-person, or at home, and you can do that by your time or your stuff. So we do have a space for in-kind donations, which is our community wish list, and I encourage people to go to bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org/community-wish-list to find out more about what the agencies are needing right now in terms of their physical material needs. But you can find all of our opportunities online by going to the same website or by giving me a call at 812-349-3433, and I can help navigate that for you.
Well, you help us every Friday, Lucy, and we always appreciate the fresh, updated information. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll get caught up next Friday.
Same to you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Lucy Shake from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. More with Chuck Crabb next, and Rod Holloway's right around the corner.